This is episode 1556. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down as you get ready to meditate. And in today's episode, we continue following along with the book written by Christine Carlson, From Heartache to Wholeness. And we will continue with chapter 3 of her book, where she talks about awakening. In yesterday's episode, you began the journey to rewrite your story. And earlier in the week, you heard an interview with Christine Carlson as she talks all about the hero's journey, choosing to feel empowered as you go through heartbreak or loss. It could be something you're experiencing now, or maybe something you've been experiencing for a while, or it could have been a while ago when you did experience some intense feelings associated with loss or trauma or heartbreak. And this could be in relation to your health, your job, your home, a loved one, a relationship, even an identity crisis. No one is immune to heartache. And so, as you get ready to settle yourself down to meditate, I will also share with you a mudra. A mudra is an option to hold your hand in a position that will help you heal from heartache. In fact, this mudra is also noted to help benefit your heart health. Mudras are referred to often as yoga in your hands. We have so many nerve endings on our fingertips and in our hands. When you position your hand in a mudra, you stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. Many of you tell me that you weren't initially excited about mudras. You weren't really sure what those were all about. But after you started doing them for a while and trying them, mudras have become your go-to meditation technique. And what I like about mudras is that you can do them throughout your day, whether you're meditating or not. So mudras are a wonderful portable meditation technique that you can take off your meditation cushion right into your day-to-day life. If you're waiting in line, feeling impatient at the grocery store, or maybe waiting in traffic. Traffic is stopped and you might do a mudra. Or if you are getting ready to make a presentation that you're nervous about or run into that person who seems to zap your energy. So these are ways that mudras can help you stay focused and manage emotional triggers. So there is a photograph of the mudra at my Facebook page. It is called Sip and Om. It's the Sip and Om Facebook page. I upload a mudra photo there every week so that you can take a look at the mudra, because sometimes they're hard to explain how to do, and it's easier to see how it's done. So I will guide you through this mudra. The mudra is the Apan Vayu Love Mudra. To do it, you'll do this with both hands, resting them on your lap. Tuck your index finger down into your palm and then hold it down with your thumb, doing this with each hand again. And then with your thumb, touch your middle and index fingers to it. And then your little finger is extended outward. So you'll fold your index finger down into your palm and then press your thumb over it to hold it downward. And then touch your middle and ring fingers to your thumb tip, extending your little finger outward. This is the heart health and healing mudra as you recover from heartbreak in this week's series. So you can find the full guided meditations. We offer every day a brand new one, 30-minute full guided meditation. You can break off at any point at these meditations, and you also get a journal and a clarity guide with the different techniques on it as you meditate. And you get this in each series. So this is a bonus in the meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free. We're having a special promotion, and this is called the SIP, S-I-P, A-N-D-O-M, the SIP and OM app. So now settle yourself down and get ready to close your eyes, and keeping them slightly upward. This keeps your thoughts lifted upward as you meditate. And begin to relax your body, consciously relaxing areas of tension. Inhaling and exhaling through your nose. So, awakening from chapter 3 of From Heartbreak to Wholeness. It's time to feel again. The walls around your heart are coming down, and grief is beckoning you to trust what happens when you allow the flow of your deepest and most authentic emotions to come forward. Your feelings are your medicine, and they will heal you all the way through. In your own sacred timing, your heart is awakening to feel your life. Bring to mind the area of your life you're wanting to heal. Mentally repeat, I surrender, trust, and accept. I allow myself to feel, to heal. I surrender, trust, and accept. I allow myself to feel, to heal. What are you feeling? Are you feeling wounded, angry, betrayed, hurt, or another emotion? Are you allowing yourself all of your feelings, the full range? How How do you express your feelings of hurt? Words, tears, screams, laughter, or movement? What part of your old life has your ego most strongly identified with? Now, sit in stillness, allowing yourself simply to be. If your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath to refocus your thoughts. You are so worth slowing down for.